This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 411. Today, Fee asks, do you ever get ideas for books in the middle of the night? And if so, do you get up and write stories right then, like writers do on TV and in the movies? Well, sometimes. Not as much anymore as I used to. I used to keep a pad of paper or an open computer by the side of my bed so that I could pop up in the middle of the night and capture those late night ideas. As time has gone on and my creative career has gone on, I'm finding that ideas no longer have the value that they used to, in so far as they're not rare anymore. And so I don't have that sense of insecurity that I did as a young writer that I might not ever have a good idea again. But it is, particularly if you're someone who has creative blocks when you're fully awake, it's actually a good practice to keep writing implements and media accessible at your bedside. Now, what I do is frequently I will have flashes of insight as I'm going about my day and I'm not near the computer on how to solve a particular story problem or whatnot. And when that happens, I pull my phone out and record myself a note or write something down. One of the reasons I've got one of those phablet phones that has a stylus, and I have that because I find that dashing off a handwritten note to myself really quickly cements the idea in my head. I frequently don't even have to go back and look at the note, though sometimes I do. But it cements the idea in my head that's occurred to me and that I've been searching for, and I know that I can find it if I need to go back to it. Sometimes I wind up needing it, sometimes I don't, but it's good to have it at hand. If you're the kind of person whose mental barriers fall in their sleep in a way they don't when they're awake, you really do want to pay attention to your dreams. They can be a source of tremendous, tremendous creative energy. And if you're someone to whom ideas come easily, not that important. You might want to do it anyway, just in case, but it's probably not as important. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.